as he shall smile, Othello shall go mad, and his unbookish jealousy must construe poor Cassio's smiles, gestures, and light behaviors quite in the wrong. How do you, Lieutenant?
The worse, sir, that you give me the addition whose want even kills me.
Ply Desdemona well, and you are sure, aunt. Now, if this suit lay in Bianca's power, how quickly should you speed?
Alas, poor Caitiff.
Look how he laughs already.
I never knew woman love man, so...
Alas, poor rogue, I think if she loves me.
Now he denies it faintly and laughs it out.
Do you hear, Cassio?
Now he importunes him to tell it or... Go to, well said, well said.
She gives it out that you shall marry her. Do you intend it?
Do you triumph, Roman? Do you triumph?
I marry her. What a customer. Prithee, bear some charity to my wit. Do not think it so unwholesome.
So, they laugh that wins.
Faith, the cry goes that you marry her.
Prithee, say true.
I am a very villain elf.
Have you scored me? Well.
This is the monkey's own giving out. She is persuaded I will marry her out of her own love and flattery, not out of my promise.
Iago beckons me. Now he begins the story.
She was here, even now. She haunts me in every place. I was the other day talking on the sea bank with certain Venetians, and thither comes the bauble. By this hand, she falls thus about my neck.
Crying, oh dear Cassio, as it were. His gesture imports it.
So hangs and lulls and weeps upon me, so shakes and pulls me.
Now he tells how she plucked him to my chamber. Oh, I see that nose of yours, but not that dog I shall throw it to.
Well, I must leave her company.
Ah, before me, look where she comes.
'Tis such another fit you, marry a perfumed one. What do you mean by this haunting of me?
Let the devil and his dam haunt you. What did you mean by that same handkerchief you gave me even now? I was a fine fool to take it. I must take out the work. A likely piece of work that you should find it in your chamber and know not who left it there. This is some minx's token, and I must take out the work. There, give it your hobby horse. Wheresoever you had it, I'll take out no work on it.
How now, my sweet Bianca? How now? How now?
Oh, by heaven, that should be my handkerchief.
If you'll come to supper tonight, you may. If you will not... Come when you are next prepared for.
After her. After her.
Faith, I must. She'll rail the streets else.
Will you stop there?
Faith, I intend so.
Well, I may chance to see you, for I would very fain speak with you.
Prithee, come, will you?
Go to, say no more.
How shall I murder him, Iago?
Did you perceive how he laughed at his vice?
Oh, Iago.
And did you see the handkerchief?
Was that mine?
Yours, by this hand. And to see how he prizes the foolish woman, your wife... She gave it him, and he hath given it his whore.
I would have him 9 years of killing. A fine woman, a fair woman, a sweet woman.
Nay, you must forget that.
Aye, let her rot and perish and be damned tonight, for she shall not live. No, my heart is turned to stone. I strike it, and it hurts my hand. Ah, the world hath not a sweeter creature. She might lie by an emperor's side and command him tasks.
Nay, that's not your way.
Hang her! I do but say what she is. So delicate with her needle, an admirable musician. Oh, she will sing the savageness out of a bear, of so high and plenteous wit and invention.
She's the worse for all this.
Oh, a thousand times, and then of so gentle a condition.
Aye, too gentle.
Nay, that's certain, but yet the pity of it, Iago. Oh, Iago, the pity of it, Iago.
If you are so fond over her iniquity, give her patent to offend, for if it touch not you, it comes near nobody.
I will chop her into messes. Cuckold me!
Ah, oh, 'tis foul in her.
With mine, officer?
That's fouler.
Get me some poison, Iago, this night. I'll not expostulate with her, lest her body and beauty unprovide my mind again. This night, Iago.
Do it not with poison. Strangle her in her bed. Even the bed she hath contaminated.
Good. Good. The justice of it pleases. Very good.
And for Cassio, let me be his undertaker. You shall hear more by midnight.
Excellent. Good. What trumpet is that same?
I warrant. Something from Venice. 'Tis little Vico come from the Duke. See, your wife's with him.
God save you, worthy general.
With all my heart, sir.
The Duke and the senators of Venice greet you.
I kiss the instrument of their pleasures.
And what's the news, good cousin Lodovico?
I am very glad to see you, signor. Welcome to Cyprus.
I thank you. How does Lieutenant Cassio?
Lives, sir.
Cousin, there's fallen between him and my lord an unkind breach, but you shall make all well.
Are you sure of that?
My lord?
This fail you not to do as you will.
He did not call. He's busy in the paper. Is there division twixt my lord and Cassio?
A most unhappy one. I would do much to atone them for the love I bear to Cassio.
Fire and brimstone!
My lord?
Are you wise?
What, is he angry?
Maybe the letter moved him, for as I think they do command him home, deputing Cassio in his government.
By my troth, I am glad on't.
Indeed!
My lord?
I am glad to see you mad.
Why, sweet Othello!
Devil!
Oh, I have not deserved this!
My lord, this would not be believed in Venice, though I should swear I saw it. 'Tis very much. Make her amends. She weeps.
Oh, devil. Devil! If that the earth could teem with woman's tears, each drop she falls would prove a crocodile. Out of my sight!
I will not stay to offend you.
Truly an obedient lady. I do beseech your lordship, call her back.
Mistress!
My lord?
What would you with her, sir?
Who, I, my lord?
Aye, you did wish that I would make her turn, so she can turn and turn and yet go on and turn again, and she can weep, sir, weep. And she's obedient, as you say. Obedient? Very obedient. Proceed you in your tears. Concerning this, sir... Oh, well-painted passion. I am commanded home. Get you away. I'll send for you anon. Sir, I obey the mandate and will return to Venice. Hence! Avant! Cassio shall have my place. And, sir, tonight I do entreat that we may sup together. You are welcome, sir, to Cyprus. Goats and monkeys.
Is this the noble Moor, whom our full senate call all in all sufficient? Is this the nature whom passion could not shake, whose solid virtue the shot of accident nor dart of chance could neither graze nor pierce?
He is much changed.
Are his wits safe? Is he not light of brain?
Is that he is. I may not breathe my censure what he might be. If what he might he is not, I would to heaven he were.
What, strike his wife?
Faith, that was not so well. Yet would I knew that stroke would prove the worst.
Is it his use, or did the letters work upon his blood and new create this fault?
Alas! Alas, it is not honesty in me to speak what I have seen and known. You shall observe him, and his own courses will denote him so that I may save my speech. Do but go after and mark how he continues.
I am sorry that I am deceived in him.
You have seen nothing, then?
Nor ever heard, nor ever did suspect.
Yes, you have seen Cassio and she together.
But then I saw no harm, and then I heard each syllable that breath made up between them.
What, did they never whisper?
Never, my lord.
Nor send you out of the way?
Never.
To fetch her fan, her gloves, her mask, nor nothing?
Never, my lord.
That's strange.
I durst, my lord, to wager she is honest. Lay down my soul at stake. If you think other, remove your thought. It doth abuse your bosom. If any wretch have put this in your head, let heaven requite it with a serpent's curse. For if she be not honest, chaste, and true, there's no man happy. The purest of their wives is foul as slander.
Bid her come hither. Go! She says enough. Yet she's a simple bawd that cannot say as much. This is a subtle whore, a closet lock and key of villainous secrets, and yet she'll kneel and pray. I've seen her do it.
My lord, what is your will?
Pray you, Chuck, come hither.
What is your pleasure?
Let me see your eyes. Look in my face.
What horrible fancy's this?
Some of your function, mistress. Leave procreants alone and shut the door. Cough or cry hem if anybody come. Your mystery. Your mystery? Nay, dispatch!
Upon my knees, what doth your speech import?
I understand the fury in your words, but not the words.
Why? What art thou?
Your wife, my lord. Your true and loyal wife.
Come, swear it. Damn thyself, lest being like one of heaven, the devils themselves should fear to seize thee. Therefore be double damned. Swear thou art honest.
Heaven doth truly know it?
Heaven truly knows that thou art false as hell.
To whom, my lord? With whom? How am I false?
Ah, Desdemone, away! Away! Away!
Alas, the heavy day, why do you weep? Am I the motive of these tears, my lord? If haply you, my father, do suspect an instrument of this your calling back, lay not your blame on me. If you have lost him, I have lost him too.
Had it pleased heaven to try me with affliction, had they rained all kind of sores and shames on my bare head, steeped me in poverty to the very lips, given to captivity me and my utmost hopes, I should have found in some place of my soul a drop of patience. But alas, to make me a fixed figure for the time of scorn to point his slow, unmoving finger at. Yet I could bear that too. Well, very well. But there, where I have garnered up my heart, where either I must live or bear no life, the fountain from the which my current runs, or else dries up, to be discarded thence, or keep it as a cistern for foul toads to knot and gender in. Turn thy complexion there. Patience, thou young and rose-lipped cherubin, I, there, look grim as hell.
I hope my noble lord esteems me honest.
Oh, aye, as summer flies are in the shambles that quicken even with blowing. Ah, oh, thou weed, who art so lovely, fair, and smell'st so sweet that the sense aches at thee, wouldst thou had ne'er been born.
Alas, what ignorant sin have I committed?
Was this fair paper, this most goodly book, made to write whore upon? What committed? Committed? Oh, thou public commoner! I should make very forges of my cheeks that would to cinders burn up modesty did I but speak thy deeds. What committed? Heaven stops the nose at it, and the moon winks. The bawdy wind that kisses all it meets is hushed within the hollow mine of earth and will not hear it. What committed? Impudent strumpet!
By heaven, you do me wrong!
Are you not a strumpet?
No, as I am a Christian! If to preserve this vessel for my lord from any other foul, unlawful touch be not to be a strumpet, I am none.
What, not a whore?
No, as I shall be saved.
Is it possible?
Oh, heaven forgive us!
I cry you mercy then. I took you for that cunning whore of Venice that married with Othello. You, mistress, that have the office opposite to St. Peter and keeps the gate of hell. You! We have done our course. There's money for your pains. I pray you turn the key and keep our counsel.
Alas, what does this gentleman conceive? How do you, madam? How do you, my good lady?
Faith, half asleep.
Good madam, what's the matter with my lord?
With who?
Why, with my lord, madam.
Who is thy lord?
He that is yours, sweet lady.
I have none. Do not talk to me, Amelia. I cannot weep, nor answers have I none but what should go by water. Prithee, tonight lay on my bed my wedding sheets. Remember, and call thy husband hither.
Here's a change, indeed!
'Tis meet I should be used so, very meet. How have I been behaved that he might stick the smallest opinion on my least misuse?
What is your pleasure, madam? How is it with you?
I cannot tell. Those that do teach young babes do it with gentle means and easy tasks. He might have chid me so, for
In good faith, I am a child to chiding.
What is the matter, lady?
Alas, Iago, my lord hath so behoored her, thrown such despite and heavy terms upon her as true hearts cannot bear.
Am I that name, Iago?
What name, fair lady?
Such as she said my lord did say I was.
He called her whore. A beggar in his drink could not have laid such terms upon his calyx.
Why did he so?
I do not know. I am sure I am none such.
Oh, do not weep, do not weep, alas the day.
Hath she forsook so many noble matches, her father and her country and her friends, to be called whore? Would it not make one weep?
It is my wretched fortune.
Beshrew him for it. How comes this trick upon him?
Nay, heaven doth know.
I will be hanged if some eternal villain, some busy and insinuating rogue, some cogging, cozening slave to get some office, have not devised this slander. I will be hanged else.
Fie, there is no such man. It is impossible.
If any such there be, heaven pardon him.
A halter pardon him, and hell gnaw his bones. Why should he call her a whore? Who keeps her company? What place? What time? What form? What likelihood? The Moor's abused by some most villainous knave. Some base, notorious knave. Some scurvy fellow. Oh, heaven, that such companions thou'dst unfold and put in every honest hand a whip to lash the rascals naked through the world, even from the east to the west.
Speak within door.
Oh, fie upon them! Some such squire he was that turned your wit the seamy side without, and made you to suspect me with the Moor.
You are a fool. Go to.
Alas, Iago, what shall I do to win my lord again? Good friend, go to him, for by this light of heaven I know not how I lost him. Here I kneel. If e'er my will did trespass against his love, either in discourse of thought or actual deed, or that mine eyes, mine ears, or any sense delighted them in any other form, or that I do not yet, and ever did, and ever will, though he do shake me off to beggarly divorcement, love him dearly, comfort forswear me. Unkindness may do much, and his unkindness may defeat my life, but never taint my love. I cannot say, whore. It does abhor me now I speak the word, to do the act that might the addition earn, not the world's mass of vanity could make me.
I pray you be content. 'Tis but his humour. The business of the state does him offence, and he does chide with you.
If 'twere no other...
It is but so, I warrant. Ah, hark how these instruments summon to supper. The messengers of Venice stays the meat. Go in, and weep not. All things shall be well. How now, Rodrigo?
I do not find that thou dealst justly with me.
What, in the contrary?
Every day thou daft'st me with some device, Iago, and rather, as it seems to me now, keep'st from me all conveniency than suppliest me with the least advantage of hope. I will indeed no longer endure it. Nor am I yet persuaded to put up in peace what already I have foolishly suffered.
Will you hear me, Rodrigo?
Faith, I have heard too much, and your words and performances are no kin together.
You charge me most unjustly.
With naught but truth. I have wasted myself out of my means. The jewels you have had from me to deliver to Desdemona would half have corrupted a votaress. You have told me she hath received them, and returned me expectations and comforts of sudden respect and acquaintance, but I find none.
Well, go to, very well.
Very well! Go to! I cannot go to, man, nor 'tis not very well. By this hand I say 'tis very scurvy, and begin to find myself fopped in it.
Very well.
I tell you, 'tis not very well. I will make myself known to Desdemona. If she will return me my jewels, I will give over my suit and repent my... unlawful solicitation. If not, assure yourself, I will seek satisfaction of you.
You have said now.
I, and said nothing but what I protest intendment of doing.
Why, now I see there's metal in thee, and even from this instant do build on thee a better opinion than ever before. Give me thy hand, Rodrigo. Thou hast taken against me a most just exception, but yet I protest I have dealt most directly in thy affairs.
It hath not appeared.
I grant indeed it hath not appeared, and your suspicion is not without wit and judgment. But, Rodrigo, if thou hast that in thee indeed, which I have greater reason to believe now than ever, I mean purpose, courage, and valor, this night show it. If thou, the next night following, enjoy not Desdemona, take me from this world with treachery, and devise engines for my life.
Well, what is it? Is it within reason and compass?
Sir, there is a special commission come from Venice to depute Cassio in Othello's place.
Is that true? Why then, Othello and Desdemona return again to Venice?
Oh, no. He goes into Mauritania and takes away with him the fair Desdemona, unless his abode be lingered here by some accident, wherein none can be so determinant as the removing of Cassio.
How do you mean, removing him?
Why, by making him incapable of Othello's place. Knocking out his brains.
And that you would have me to do?
Aye. If you dare do yourself a profit and a right. He sups tonight with a harlotry, and thither will I go to him. He knows not yet of his honorable fortune. If you will watch his going thence, which I will fashion to fall out between 12 and 1, you may take him at your pleasure. I will be near to second your attempt, and he shall fall between us. Come, stand not amazed at it, but go along with me. I will show you such a necessity in his death that you shall think yourself bound to put it on him. It is now high supper time, and the night grows to waste. About it!
I will hear further reason for this.
And you shall be satisfied.
I do beseech you, sir, trouble yourself no further.
Oh, pardon me. It will do me good to walk.
Madam, good night. I humbly thank your ladyship.
Your honor is most welcome.
Will you walk, sir? Desdemona?
My lord?
Get you to bed on the instant. I will be returned forthwith. Dismiss your attendant there. Look to be done.
I will, my lord.
How goes it now? He looks gentler than he did.
He says he will return incontinent, and hath commanded me to go to bed, and bade me to dismiss you.
Dismiss me?
It was his bidding. Therefore, good Amelia, give me my nightly wearing and adieu. We must not now displease him.
I would you had never seen him.
So would not I. My love doth so approve him that even his stubbornness, his checks, his frowns, prithee unpin me, have grace and favor in them.
I've laid those sheets you bade me on the bed.
All's one. Good faith, how foolish are our minds. If I do die before thee, prithee, shroud me in one of those same sheets.
Come, come, you talk.
My mother had a maid called Barbary. She was in love, and he she loved proved mad and did forsake her. She had a song of willow. An old thing 'twas, but it expressed her fortune, and she died singing it. That song tonight will not go from my mind. I have much to do but to go hang my head all at one side and sing it like poor Barbary. Prithee, dispatch.
Shall I go fetch your nightgown?
No, unpin me here. This Lodovico is a proper man.
A very handsome man.
He speaks well.
I know a lady in Venice would have walked barefoot to Palestine for a touch of his nether lip.
The poor soul sat sighing by a sycamore tree. Sing all a green willow. Her hand on her bosom, her head on her knee. Sing willow, willow, willow. The fresh streams ran by her and murmured her moans. Sing willow, willow, willow. Her salt tears fell from her and soften the stones. Lay by these. Sing willow, willow, willow. Prithee, hie thee, O come anon. Sing all the green willow must be my garland. Let nobody blame him, his scorn I approve. Nay, that's not next.
Hark, who's that knocks?
It's the wind. I called my love false love, but what said he then? Sing willow, willow, willow. If I court more women, you'll couch with more men. So get thee gone. Good night. Mine eyes do itch. Doth that bode weeping?
'Tis neither here nor there.
I have heard it said so. Oh, these men, these men! Dost thou in conscience think? Tell me, Amelia, that there be women do abuse their husbands in such gross kind.
There be some such, no question.
Wouldst thou do such a deed for all the world?
Why, would not you?
No, by this heavenly light.
Nor I neither, by this heavenly light. I might do it as well in the dark.
Wouldst thou do such a deed for all the world?
The world's a huge thing. It is a great price for a small vice.
In troth, I think thou wouldst not.
In troth, I think I should. And undo it when I had done it. Mary, I would not do such a thing for a joint ring. Nor for measures of lawn, nor for gowns, petticoats, nor caps, nor any petty exhibition. But for the whole world? God's pity, who would not make her husband a cuckold to make him a monarch? I should venture purgatory for it.
Beshrew me if I would do such a wrong for the whole world.
Why, the wrong is but a wrong in the world. And having the world for your labor, 'tis a wrong in your own world, and you may quickly make it right.
I do not think there is any such woman.
Yes, a dozen. And as many to the vantage as would store the world they played for. But I do think it is their husbands' faults if wives do fall. Say that they slack their duties and pour our treasures into foreign laps, or else break out in peevish jealousies, throwing restraint upon us. Or say they strike us, or scant our former having in despite. Why, we have galls, and though we have some grace, yet have we some revenge. Let husbands know their wives have sense like them. They see and smell and have their palates both for sweet and sour as husbands have. What is it that they do when they change us for others? Is it sport? I think it is. And doth affection breed it? I think it doth. Is frailty that thus errs? It is so too. And have not we affections? Desires for sport and frailty as men have? Then let them use us well. Else let them know the ills we do, their ills instruct us so.
Good night. Good night. God me such uses send, not to pick bad from bad, but by bad mend.
Here, stand behind this bulk. Straight will he come. Wear thy good rapier bare and put it home. Quick, quick, fear nothing. I'll be at thy elbow. It makes us, or it mars us. Think on that, and fix most firm thy resolution.
Be near at hand. I may miscarry it.
Here at thy hand. Be bold and take thy stand.
I have no great devotion to the deed, and yet he hath given me satisfying reasons. 'Tis but a man gone. Forth, my sword. He dies!
I have rubbed this young quat almost to the sense, and he grows angry. Now, whether he kill Cassio, or Cassio him, or each to kill the other, every way makes my gain. Live Rodrigo, he calls me to a restitution large of gold and jewels that I bobbed from him as gifts to Desdemona. It must not be. If Cassio do remain, he hath a daily beauty in his life that makes me ugly. And besides, the Moor may unfold me to him. There stand I in much peril. No, he must die. Be it so. I hear him coming.
I know his gait. 'Tis he. Villain! Thou diest!
That thrust had been mine enemy indeed, but that my coat is better than thou knowest, I will make proof of thine.
I am slain!
I am maimed forever! Help! Oh, murder! Murder!
The voice of Cassio. Iago keeps his word. Oh, villain that I am!
It is even so.
Oh, help! Oh, light! A surgeon!
It is he. Oh, brave Iago, honest and just, that hast such noble sense of thy friend's wrong. Thou teachest me. Minion, your dear lies dead, and your unblessed fate hies. Strumpet, I come. Forth of my heart, those charms thine eyes are blotted. Thy bed, lust-stained, shall with lust's blood be spotted.
What hope? No watch! No passage! Murder! Murder!
With some mischance, the voice is very direful.
Oh, help!
Hark!
Oh, wretched villain!
Two or three groan. 'Tis heavy night. These may be counterfeits. Let's think 'tis unsafe to come into the cry without more help.
Nobody come? Then shall I bleed to death?
Hark!
Here's one comes in his shirt with light and weapons.
Who's there? Whose noise is this that cries on murder?
We do not know.
Did not you hear a cry?
Here! For heaven's sake, help me!
What's the matter?
This is Othello's ancient, as I take it.
The same, indeed, a very valiant fellow.
What are you here that cries so grievously?
Iago! Oh, I am spoiled, undone by villains. Give me some help.
Oh, me, lieutenant, what villains have done this?
I think that one of them is here about and cannot make away.
Oh, treacherous villains. What are you there? Come in and give some help.
Oh, help me here.
That's one of them.
Oh, murderous slave. Oh, villain.
Oh, damned Iago. Oh, inhuman dog.
Kill men in the dark? Where be these bloody thieves? How silent is this town? Ho! Oh, murder! Murder! What may you be? Are you of good or evil?
As you shall prove us, praise us.
Signor Lodovico.
Peace, sir.
I cry you mercy. Here's Cassio, hurt by villains.
Cassio?
How is it, brother?
My leg is cut in two.
Mary, heaven forbid. Light, gentlemen, I'll bind it with my shirt.
What is the matter, ho? Who is it that cried?
Who is it that cried?
Oh, my dear Cassio! My sweet Cassio! Oh, Cassio, Cassio, Cassio!
Oh, notable strumpet. Cassio, may you suspect who they should be that have thus mangled you?
No.
I am sorry to find you thus. I have been to seek you.
Lend me a garter. So, oh, for a chair to bear him easily hence.
Alas, he faints. Oh, Cassio, Cassio, Cassio.
Gentlemen all, I do suspect this trash to be a party in this injury. Patience a while, good Cassio. Come, come, lend me a light. Know we this face, or no? Alas, my friend and my dear countryman, Rodrigo? No. Yes. Sure. Oh, heaven, Rodrigo.
What, of Venice?
Even he, sir. Did you know him?
Know him, I.
Signor Graciano, I cry you gentle pardon. These bloody accidents must excuse my manners that so neglected you.
I'm glad to see you.
How do you, Cassio? Oh, a chair! A chair!
Rodrigo.
He! 'Tis he! Oh, that's well said. The chair. Some good man, bear him carefully from hence. I'll fetch the general surgeon. For you, mistress, save you your labor. He that lies slain here, Cassio, was my dear friend. What malice was between you?
None in the world, nor do I know the man.
What? Look you pale. Oh, bear him out of the air. Stay you, good gentleman. Look you pale, mistress. Do you perceive the ghastness of her eye? Nay, if you stare, we shall hear more anon. Behold her well. I pray you, look upon her. Do you see, gentlemen? Nay, guiltiness will speak, though tongues were out of use.
Alas, what is the matter? What is the matter, husband?
Cassio hath here been set on in the dark by Rodrigo and fellows that are escaped. He's almost slain and Rodrigo dead.
Alas, good gentlemen. Alas, good Cassio.
This is the fruits of whoring. Prithee, Amelia, go know of Cassio where he supped tonight. What, do you shake at that?
He supped at my house, but I therefore shake not.
Oh, did he so? I charge you, go with me.
Oh, fie upon thee, strumpet!
I am no strumpet, but if life is honest, is you that thus abuse me.
As I. Oh, fie upon thee!
Kind gentlemen, let's go see poor Cassio dressed. Come, mistress, you must tell us another tale. Amelia, run you to the citadel and tell my lord and lady what hath happed. Will you go on afore? This is the night that either makes me or fordoes me quite.
It is the cause. It is the cause, my soul. Let me not name it to you, you chaste stars. It is the cause. Yet I'll not shed her blood, nor scar that whiter skin of hers than snow and smooth as monumental alabaster. Yet she must die, else she'll betray more men. Put out the light, and then put out the light. If I quench thee, thou flaming minister, I can again thy former light restore, should I repent me. But once put out thy light, thou cunningst pattern of excelling nature, I know not where is that Promethean heat that can thy light relume, when I have plucked the rose. I cannot give it vital growth again. It needs must wither. I'll smell it on the tree. Oh, balmy breath that dost almost persuade justice to break her sword. One more. One more. Be thus when thou art dead, and I will kill thee and love thee after. One more, and this the last. So sweet was ne'er so fatal. I must weep, but they are cruel tears. The sorrow's heavenly. It strikes where it doth love. She wakes.
Who's there? Othello?
Aye, Desdemona.
Will you come to bed, my lord?
Have you prayed tonight, Desdemon?
Aye, my lord.
If you bethink yourself of any crime unreconciled as yet to heaven and grace, solicit for it straight.
Alack, my lord, what may you mean by that?
Well, do it and be brief. I will walk by. I would not kill thy unprepared spirit. No, heaven forfend. I would not kill thy soul.
Talk you of killing?
Aye, I do.
Then heaven have mercy on me.
Amen, with all my heart.
If you say so, I hope you will not kill me. And yet I fear you, for you're fatal then when your eyes roll so. Why I should fear, I know not, since guiltiness I know not. But yet I fear.
Think on thy sins.
They are loves I bear to you.
Aye, and for that thou diest.
That death's unnatural that kills for loving. Alas, why gnaw you so your nether lip? Some bloody passion shakes your very frame. These are portents. But yet I hope they do not point on me.
Peace and be still!
I will so. What's the matter?
That handkerchief which I so loved and gave thee, thou gav'st to Cassio.
No! By my life and soul, send for the man and ask him.
Sweet soul, take heed. Take heed of perjury. Thou art on thy deathbed.
Aye, but not yet to die.
Yes, presently. Therefore confess thee freely of thy sin. For to deny each article with oath cannot remove nor choke the strong conception that I do groan withal. Thou art to die.
Then Lord have mercy on me.
I say amen.
And have you mercy too. I never did offend you in my life. never loved Cassio but with such general warranty of heaven as I might love. I never gave him token.
By heaven, I saw my handkerchief in his hand. Ah, oh, perjured woman, thou dost stone my heart and makes me call what I intend to do a murder, which I thought a sacrifice. I saw the handkerchief.
He found it then. I never gave it him. Send for him hither. Let him confess a truth.
He hath confessed.
What, my lord?
That he hath used thee.
How? Unlawfully?
I.
He will not say so.
No, his mouth is stopped. Honest Iago hath ta'en order for it.
Oh, my fear interprets. What, is he dead?
Had all his hairs been lives, my great revenge had stomach for them all.
Alas, he is betrayed, and I undone!
Out, strumpet! Weep'st thou for him to my face?
Oh, banish me, my lord, but kill me not!
Down, strumpet!
Kill me tomorrow! Let me live tonight!
Nay, if you strive...
I have an hour!
Being done, there is no pause.
Oh, but while I say one prayer...
It is too late!
My lord. My lord, what ho, my lord? My lord?
What noise is this? Not dead? Not yet quite dead? I that am cruel, am yet merciful. I would not have thee linger in thy pain. So.
What ho, my lord? My lord!
Who's there?
Oh, good, my lord, I would speak a word with you.
Yes, 'tis Amelia. By and by. She's dead. 'Tis like she comes to speak of Cassio's death. The noise was here. Ha! No more moving. Still as the grave. Shall she come in? Were it good? I think she stirs again. No. What's best to do? If she come in, she'll speak to my wife. My wife. My wife. What wife? I have no wife. Oh, insupportable. Oh, heavy hour. Methinks it should be now a huge eclipse of sun and moon, and that the affrighted globe should yawn at alteration.
I do beseech you that I may speak with you, O good my lord.
I had forgot thee. Oh, come in, Amelia. Soft, by and by. Let me the curtains draw. Where art thou? What's the matter with thee now?
Oh, my good lord, yonder's foul murder's done.
What, now?
But now, my lord.
Tis the very error of the moon. She comes more nearer earth than she was wont and makes men mad.
Cassio, my lord, hath killed a young Venetian called Rodrigo.
Rodrigo killed? And Cassio killed?
No, Cassio is not killed.
Not Cassio killed? Then murder's out of tune and sweet revenge grows harsh.
Oh, falsely murdered. Oh, lord, what cry is that?
That what?
Out and alas, that was my lady's voice. Help! Help, oh, help! Oh, lady, speak again. Sweet Desdemona. Oh, sweet mistress, speak!
Guiltless death I die.
Oh, who hath done this deed?
Nobody. I myself. Farewell. Commend me to my kind lord. Oh, farewell.
Why, how should she be murdered?
Alas, who knows?
You heard her say herself. It was not I.
She said so.
I must needs report the truth.
She's like a liar gone to burning hell. 'Twas I that killed her.
Oh, the more angels she, and you the blacker devil.
She turned to folly, and she was a whore.
Thou dost belie her, and thou art a devil.
She was false as water.
Thou art rash as fire to say that she was false. Oh, she was heavenly true.
Cassio did top her. Ask thy husband else. Oh, I were damned beneath all depth in hell, but that I did proceed upon just grounds to this extremity. Thy husband knew it all.
My husband?
Thy husband.
That she was false to wedlock.
Aye, with Cassio. Had she been true, if heaven would make me such another world of one entire and perfect chrysolite, I'd not have sold her for it.
My husband?
Aye, 'twas he that told me on her first. An honest man he is, and hates the slime that sticks on filthy deeds.
My husband?
What needs this iterance, woman? I say thy husband.
Oh, mistress, villainy hath made marks with love. My husband, say she was false.
He, woman, I say thy husband. Dost understand the word? My friend, thy husband, honest, honest Iago.
If he say so, may his pernicious soul rot half a grain a day. He lies to the heart. She was too fond of her most filthy bargain.
Ah!
Do thy worst. This deed of thine is no more worthy heaven than thou wast worthy her.
Peace, you were best.
Thou hast not half that power to do me harm as I have to be hurt. Oh, gull! Oh, dolt! As ignorant as dirt! Thou hast done a deed. I care not for thy sword. I'll make thee known, though I lost 20 lives. Help! Help! Oh, help! The Moor have killed my mistress! Murder! Murder!
What is the matter? How now, General?
Oh, are you come, Iago? You have done well that men must lay their murders on your neck.
What is the matter?
Disprove this villain if thou be'st a man. He says thou told'st him that his wife was false. I know thou didst not. Thou art not such a villain. Speak, for my heart is full.
I told him what I thought, and told no more than what he found himself was apt and true.
But did you ever tell him she was false?
I did.
You told a lie. An odious, damned lie upon my soul. A lie, a wicked lie. She false with Cassio. Did you say with Cassio?
With Cassio, mistress. Go to. Charm your tongue.
I will not charm my tongue. I am bound to speak. My mistress here lies murdered in her bed.
Oh, heavens forfend.
And your reports have set the murder on.
Nay, stare not, masters. It is true indeed.
'Tis a strange truth.
Oh, monstrous act.
Villainy. Villainy, villainy. I think upon it. I think. I smelt. Oh, villainy. I thought so then. I'll kill myself for grief. Oh, villainy! Villainy!
What, are you mad? I charge you. Get you home.
Good gentleman, let me have leave to speak. 'Tis proper I obey him, but not now. Perchance, Iago, I will ne'er go home. Nay, lay thee down and roar, for thou hast killed the sweetest innocent that e'er did lift up eye.
Ah, she was foul. I scarce did know you, uncle. There lies your niece, whose breath indeed these hands have newly stopped. I know this act shows horrible and grim.
Poor Desdemone, I am glad thy father's dead. Thy match was mortal to him, and pure grief shore his old thread in twain. Did he live now, this sight would make him do a desperate turn, yea, curse his better angel from his side, and fall to reprobance.
'Tis pitiful. But yet Iago knows that she with Cassio hath the act of shame 1,000 times committed. Cassio confessed it, and she did gratify his amorous works with that recognizance and pledge of love which I first gave her. I saw it in his hand. It was a handkerchief, an antique token my father gave my mother.
Oh, God! Oh, heavenly God!
Zounds, hold your peace!
Twill out! Twill out! I peace? No, I will speak as liberal as the north. Let heaven and men and devils, let them all cry shame against me, and I'll speak.
Be wise and get you home.
I will not.
Fie! Your sword upon a woman!
Oh, thou dull Moor! That handkerchief thou speak'st of, I found by fortune and did give my husband. For often with a solemn earnestness, more than indeed belonged to such a trifle, he begged of me to steal it.
Villainous whore!
She give it Cassio, no. Alas, I found it and I did give my husband.
Filth, thou liest!
By heaven, I do not. I do not, gentlemen. Murderous coxcomb. What should such a fool do with so good a wife?
Are there no stones in heaven but what serves for the thunder? Precious villain!
The woman falls. Sure, he hath killed his wife!
Oh, lay me by my mistress' side.
He's gone, but his wife's killed.
'Tis a notorious villain. Take you this weapon, which I have here recovered from the moor. Come, guard the door without. Let him not pass, but kill him, rather. I'll after that same villain, for 'tis a damned slave.
I am not valiant neither, but every puny whipster gets my sword. But why should honor outlive honesty? Let it go, all.
What is thy song, bold lady? Hark, canst thou hear me? I will play the swan and die in music. Willow, willow, willow. More, she was chaste. She loved thee, cruel Moor. So call my soul to bliss as I speak true. So speaking as I think, alas, I die.
I have another weapon in this chamber. It is a sword of Spain, the Icebrook's temper. Ah, here it is.
Uncle, I must come forth.
If thou attempt it, it will cost thee dear. Thou hast no weapon and perforce must suffer.
Look in upon me then and speak with me, or naked as I am, I will assault thee.
What is the matter?
Behold, I have a weapon. A better never did itself sustain upon a soldier's thigh. I have seen the day that with this little arm and this good sword I have made my way through more impediments than 20 times your stop. But, oh, vain boast. Who can control his fate? 'Tis not so now. Be not afraid, though you do see me weaponed. Here is my journey's end. Here is my butt and very sea mark of my utmost sail. Do you go back dismayed? 'Tis a lost fear. Man but a rush against Othello's breast, and he retires. Where should Othello go? Now? How dost thou look now? Oh, ill-starred wench, pale is thy smock. When we shall meet at Compt, this look of thine will hurl my soul from heaven, and fiends will snatch at it. Cold, cold, my girl, even like thy chastity. Ah, oh, cursed, cursed slave! Whip me, ye devils, from the possession of this heavenly sight! Blow me about in winds, roast me in sulphur, wash me in steep-down gulfs of liquid fire. Ah, oh, Desdemone, dead? Desdemone, dead? Ah, oh. Ah. Oh.
Where is this rash and most unfortunate man?
That's he that was Othello. Here I am.
Where is that viper? Bring the villain forth.
I look down towards his feet, but that's a fable. If that thou beast a devil, I cannot kill thee.
Wrench his sword from him.
I bleed, sir, but not killed.
I am not sorry neither. I'd have thee live, for in my sense, 'tis happiness to die.
Oh, thou, Othello, that wert once so good, fallen in the practice of a damned slave, what shall be said to thee?
Why anything?
an honorable murderer, if you will, for naught I did in hate, but all in honor.
This wretch hath part confessed his villainy. Did you and he consent in Cassio's death?
Aye.
Dear General, I never gave you cause.
I do believe it, and I ask your pardon. Will you, I pray, demand that demi-devil why he hath thus ensnared my soul and body?
Demand me nothing. What you know, you know. From this time forth, I never will speak word.
What? Not to pray?
Torments will ope your lips.
Well, thou dost best.
Sir, you shall understand what hath befallen, which, as I think, you know not. Here is a letter, found in the pocket of the slain Rodrigo, and here another. The one of them imports the death of Cassio to be undertook by Rodrigo.
Oh, villain!
Most heathenish and most gross!
Now, here's another discontented paper found in his pocket, too, and this, it seems, Rodrigo meant to have sent this damned villain, but that belike Iago in the interim came in and satisfied him.
Oh, thou pernicious caitiff! How came you, Cassio, by that handkerchief that was my wife's?
I found it in my chamber, and he himself confessed it, but e'en now, that there he dropped it for a special purpose, which wrought to his desire.
Ah, fool!
There is besides, in Rodrigo's letter, how he upbraids Iago, that he made him brave me upon the watch, whereon it came that I was cast. And even but now he spake, after long seeming dead, Iago heard him. Iago set him on.
You must forsake this room and go with us. Your power and your command is taken off, and Cassio rules in Cyprus. For this slave, if there be any cunning cruelty that can torment him much and hold him long, it shall be his. You shall close prisoner rest till that the nature of your fault be known to the Venetian state. Come, bring away.
Soft you. A word or two before you go. I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you, in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved not wisely, but too well. Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme. Of one whose hand, like the base Judean, threw a pearl away richer than all his tribe. Of one whose subdued eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, drops tears as fast as the Arabian trees their medicinable gum. Set you down this, and say besides, that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turbaned Turk beat a Venetian and traduced the state, I took by the throat the circumcised dog and smote him. Thus!
Bloody period. All that is spoke is marred.
I kiss thee ere I kill thee. No way but this. Killing myself to die. Upon a kiss.
This did I fear, but thought he had no weapon, for he was great of heart.
O Spartan dog, more fell than anguish, hunger, or the sea, look on the tragic loading of this bed. This is thy work. The object poisons sight, let it be hid. Gratiano, keep the house and seize upon the fortunes of the Moor, for they succeed on you. To you, Lord Governor, remains the censure of this hellish villain. The time, the place, the torture. Oh, enforce it. Myself will straight aboard and to the state this heavy act with heavy heart relate.
Production of Othello features Owiso Odera as Othello and Ian Merrill Peaks as Iago. Also appearing in this production are Janie Brookshire as Desdemona, Karen Peaks as Amelia, Louis Patelli as Roderigo, and Thomas Keegan as Cassio. Montano was performed by Chris Geneva, Brabantio by Jeff Allen, Lodovico by Joe Goodsman, Graciano by Todd Schofield, and Bianca by Zara Fazel. Other characters were performed by members of the cast. Original music in this production was composed by Anthony Cochran. The audio version was recorded and mastered by Charlie Piltzer at Airshow Mastering. Sound design and mix by Matthew Nielsen at Sound Lab Studios. Othello was directed by Robert Richmond.
This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.